Grace, mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the past, people either proclaimed or rejected Christ's resurrection as a fact of history. But in today's culture, it becomes more appropriate to say, Jesus rose from the dead, so what? Fortunately, the Bible answers that question. The empty tomb has impacted every life as it has touched, from the first witness to our life today. Since we are still in the joyful season of celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to share a message this morning, and I entitle it, The Transforming Impact of the Resurrection. The resurrection has immediate impact on the disciples. It transformed them from frightened followers to faithful believers. Put yourself in the position of one of Jesus' followers the day after his crucifixions. He had placed all his hope in this teacher, the anointed one, only to watch his life ended on a Roman cross. Thomas saw the crucifixion of Jesus and experienced a complete meltdown. He was overcome with pessimism, and perhaps he lamented internally, "I knew it. It was too good to be true. Why did I even get involved?" He was discouraged enough that he was not with other disciples on the day of the week when Jesus appeared in the middle of the locked room. When the disciples came to tell Thomas, he didn't believe their story. They pleaded with him, but he responded, "I don't care what you say. Unless I touch his wound, unless I see with my eyes, I am not going to believe you." When the resurrected Lord Jesus appeared to Thomas, he did not say to him, "Thomas, you foolish man, why didn't you believe me?" Our great loving Savior said to his doubting and pessimistic follower, "Thomas, come. Feel my hand, feel my feet, feel my side. See the marks of the wounds of your sin of unbelief in my body." And Thomas could only reply, "My Lord and my God." The risen Christ utterly transformed Thomas, bringing him from pessimism to hope, from suspicion to victory, and from self-centered doubt to God-centered mission. The same could be said of Peter. When Jesus was on a trial before the religious council, Peter was not standing beside him. He was in the courtyard denying him. He folded to pressure, not from the powerful Roman Pilate, nor from the influential Jewish high priest, but from a common slave girl. Luke tells us that after Peter denied Jesus the third time, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Something inside Peter broke and he wept bitterly. But later, the risen Jesus appeared personally to Peter, as he had to Thomas. Jesus met him at the edge of the Sea of Galilee, the same place where he had called the fishermen to follow him. Jesus restored his failed follower and began the transformation process with a simple question: "Do you love me?" Which is the text we read last night. The same Peter who had boasted his willingness to follow Jesus to death became the humble servant empowered to truly follow and die for Christ, as he answered, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." These are just two transformations among many. After Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to more than 500 other disciples over the course of 40 days. As these followers saw the risen Jesus, their cowardness, doubt, and fear gave way to courage and faith. No longer frightened, they prepared to face death. Because if Jesus' tomb was empty, theirs would be as well. Second, the disciples were transformed from faithful believers to empowered messengers. At the end of the 40 days, Jesus ascended into heaven. But before he left, he gave his follower a commission and a promise. He commissioned his disciple to be his witness to all nations, and he promised to give his people the power to complete the task, power from the resurrected Jesus to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus. On Pentecost, the promised power arrived. The text of this morning shows us how Jesus' faithful believers were filled with the Holy Spirit. And instead of denying Jesus, Peter became an empowered messenger. Standing before the crowd in Jerusalem, he declared, "God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witness of it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Peter boldly proclaimed the truth of Jesus' resurrection, and 3,000 people believed that day. This has been the pattern in the church ever since. Later on, we see Stephen boldly faced martyrdom as he proclaimed the message of the resurrection. The same power transformed Saul to Paul, changing the greatest persecutor of Christians to a man sold for the gospel. Paul knew the power of the resurrection so intimately that he considered it joy to suffer the loss of all things, including his own life, for the sake of the gospel. After Thomas touched the risen Jesus, he did not go home and returned to life as usual. He remained with the disciples. He was in the upper room when the Holy Spirit came upon them. He took to heart the commission of the resurrected Christ and set off to the east. He went to Nineveh, modern-day Mosul in Iraq, and founded a church that is still there today. From Nineveh, he went to India and established the Church of Mar Thomas, which still thrives today. These churches stand as a testimony to the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ, who overcomes our own doubt and failing. And the last impact is the eternal impact. For the last 18 years, I have been doing mission locally and globally among Muslims. During this year, I received hundreds of letters testifying to the transformative power of Christ's resurrection. Terrorists have turned into evangelists. Criminals have become honest, Christ-loving men and women. Academics who once spent their life searching for a way to undermine the Christian faith are now its biggest proponents. The power of the resurrection is available to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, regardless of how powerless we may feel. It won't give us a prestigious job, wealth, or fame. That is not what Jesus came to do. He came to give us the power to overcome devil, world, and the greatest enemy of all, death. God privileged the Apostle John with a glimpse of the future, a vision of the church gathered in heaven. John writes in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers have been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. These are the true and faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, people from every nation before God's throne." And note, the people in the vision are alive forevermore. They have experienced resurrection just as their Lord did, demonstrating what the future holds for all those who belong to Christ. That is the powerful impact that the resurrection makes. The risen Jesus turned frightened followers into faithful believers into empowered messengers into resurrected conquerors. And now may the peace of God, who surpasses all understanding, keeps your heart and mind into everlasting life. Amen.